What would you do if you were aboard a small river steamer in a Chinese river at night, and a plane flew high overhead? How would you let the plane know that you had precious non-fighting cargo aboard? Well, that's the problem that suddenly faces Terry and his friends aboard the Daisy Belle. And in today's transcribed adventure, we'll learn what they do about it. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. I sure hope, boys and girls, that not a single one of you will take any chance on getting your Terry scope. You'll sure be a disappointed kid if you don't get one. Now, what I want to impress on you tonight is just this. There are only 3 more days before this offer closes. The deadline when the offer of the Terry scope expires is midnight, February 28th. And February 28th, as you well know, is this Saturday, the day after tomorrow. So, kids, for your own sakes, do this right away. Immediately after the show, ask your mother to let you run over to the store and get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. To get your Terry scope, you need those 2 labels and just 1 dime. Take the labels off the cans, and on the back of one, print your full name and address. Then enclose a 10-cent piece and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-X. Now, that's all you do. Just send a label from Libby's pineapple juice and one from Libby's tomato juice with a dime, and this thrilling Terry scope is yours. That is, it's yours provided the envelope with your order is postmarked by midnight, Saturday, February 28th. So get going, kids. Make sure you're not going to be disappointed. Now remember, you get 2 brand new games and 3 kinds of secret codes and a funny, tricky picture of Big Stoop besides a Terry scope that lets a fellow see up over his head and around corners and behind him. You'll need 1 label from Libby's tomato juice and 1 from Libby's pineapple juice and a dime. Send labels and coin with your full name and address to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. We'll shoot the Terry scope right back at you, and will you have fun? You'll say there never was anything to equal this grand Terry scope. But remember, the offer's almost over. Get your order in at once to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates.
The drone of a plane flying through the blackness of the China night brought Terry and Pat Ryan a new problem. They and their friends had rescued the little river steamboat from the hands of natives. But now, was that an enemy plane? Would it bomb or machine gun the steamer? Now remember, there are 25 Chinese orphans aboard the Daisy Belle, innocent passengers. Pat Ryan sprang to action. He ordered April Kane to get 4 large biscuit tins. She brought them down to the boiler room. There, Pat filled each tin with live, glowing coals. And now we join him as he climbs hurriedly up on the roof of the pilot house, the highest part of the boat.
Okay. Hand up that first tin of red coals.
Here you are, Pat. Careful your hand.
I got it. Okay, now the next.
Here she comes. You think the pilot will see the coals?
It'll do in place of electric lights, Terry.
Here's the next tin. Can you form a cross with just 4 tins?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Hand me that last one.
Here it is. He does it. Okay. You want me up there?
No. I'm coming down in a moment. There. Any pilot of a plane can see this cross. If he has any sense at all, he'll know what the cross means.
Come on down. I'll lend you a hand.
Of course, this isn't a regulation hospital ship, but with a flock of children aboard, I think we should be spared.
Listen, the plane's located us. Must have seen the light from the cove.
Yeah. He's coming down. Let's get out of the way, just in case he has other ideas.
Down here, over here, Pat. Quick.
Well, he's got a good look at the cross. Now we'll see what he can do about it.
Think he'll be back?
Sure. He'll either strafe us with a machine gun or have another look-see and let us alone.
I can see him now. He's making a big circle. Say, you don't suppose that's Dude Hennig in that plane?
No. Dude has too much to do to chase around after dinky river steamers. Now, that isn't Dude, but I wish it were.
Well, the plane's coming in again, Pat. Let's get down here. It's some protection anyway.
Yeah, come on. Dive for it. Well, whoever he is, that pilot's a gent.
I tried to get a look at the wingtips. I think it was an American plane, Pat.
Well, there's no telling in the dark. But at least it wasn't an invader plane. If it had been, we'd be picking splinters out of our backs by this time.
Well, sounds like he's gone about his business.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah, that was a swell idea, making a cross out of red hot coals, so the pilot would know that we were all right.
Well, let's hope nothing worse happens on the trip. I won't rest easy until we deposit this cargo of orphans in a safe port. Well, I'll go down to the main deck and tell Burma everything's okay for a while.
Good. Now I'll step in the pilot house and have a little chin-chin with Captain Eek. If there's any more trouble ahead, I'd like to have some idea what...
The idea, if I do say so. And what do you say you call it?
Well, it's sort of a periscope, Captain Eek, only it's not built for submarines. I call it my telescope.
And now that we have daylight again, I'll try it out. Here, you take the wheel for a minute while I see how this telescope works.
Yes, sir. Where do I steer for?
There's a hairpin bend down the river. So head for the port shore until you see the turn, then cut across to the starboard.
I wish I could remember which side was which, starboard and port.
Well, you can easy tell which is which. There's a little phrase that I used to tell landlubbers. Just remember that Jack left port.
Jack left port?
Aye. Jack or John or Joe, it doesn't matter. But the left side of a boat is the port side.
Oh, yeah.
You see? So if you remember Jack left port, you're safe. And the starboard is the right. A red lantern signals the port side. A green light signals the starboard.
Well, that's simple enough.
Yes.
But when another boat comes up the river toward us...
Oh, it makes no difference about any other boat, my lad. You do all your figuring from the boat you're on. You don't talk about passing the boat on her port side, but you pass it on your port side, if that's the case.
There's a lot to know about navigation, isn't there?
Yes, and after 20 years on these Chinese rivers, I tell you, I have a lot to learn. This morning, I'm learning something about a telescope. Now, let's see. I look in this end, and with the two mirrors, I can look behind me or around the corner.
Without being seen. That's the periscope idea, Captain.
I know. Now, let's see here. I look through here, and... Well, I can see Miss Burma down there on the deck. Hey, and there's Mr. Ryan. He's asleep on a tarpaulin.
Yeah, you can see all that without turning around, Captain.
Yep, and they can't see me. Now, I'll see if I can make out the shore from here. I say now, what's this?
What's what, sir?
Hold on a minute. Well, unless this telescope is deceiving me, I'd say we're going to have company in very soon.
What? Where? How do you mean company?
Hand me those binoculars, lad.
Yes.
Why, if I hadn't been using that telescope, we might have had visitors boarding the Daisy Bell before we knew it.
What can you make out with the glasses, Captain?
Well, it's some kind of a motorboat, my lad. Aye, it's a launch. And it's putting out from the starboard shore there, from among those willows.
Yeah, maybe I'd better get Pat up here. Hi, Pat! Wake up! Burma, will you tell Pat to come up here? Thanks.
Yes, it looks like four men in uniform.
Soldiers?
Yep. On the invader side, too.
Uh-oh, that's bad.
What's up now?
Here, Ryan, take these glasses. Look off that way, about 3 points to our starboard bow, you see? Now, what do you see?
We were looking through the telescope, Pat, and the captain happened to notice that motorboat.
Yeah, I see it. Four men in uniform. They got guns, too. They're invaders, and they're headed for this craft.
Well, we can't run from them. They're a lot faster than we are.
What do they want?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd know what to do, my lad.
But have you ever been stopped before along here?
Oh, yes, I've been stopped. Sometimes they search the boat, sometimes they don't.
Well, why don't they sink the Daisy Bell?
Ah, they're too smart for that. Too tricky. No, they let me go up and down this river as long as I'm not armed with a cannon or a machine gun. They're saving me and my boat for other things.
Well, I wouldn't mind so much if it weren't for the women and those orphan children. The invader isn't the type who plays the game according to the rules. Guess we know that by this time.
Well, Pat, there's only four of them.
But they got a machine gun mounted on that launch ferry. And they must have hand grenades.
Even if we did repel them, they could go back for help. They might even send a plane over to strafe us.
No, Terry. If we get rid of those men, it won't be with guns.
Oh, doggone. This whole business kind of makes me sick. We've tried to save the children.
Wait a minute. Sick, did you say?
Now run.
Now wait. Maybe I'm crazy, but I got the wildest idea you ever heard of.
Well, spill it, Pat. We haven't much time before that launch comes up alongside.
Yeah, let me get a few things straight first. Captain, you're sure these are invaders?
No mistaking them.
And we're going downstream to the Chinese town of Irrawaddy, right?
Aye, that's the plan up to now.
Okay, now listen, we have to work fast. What is the one thing that would let this boat go on downstream to that Chinese town without interference?
What are you gibbering about?
The invaders wouldn't stop a cholera boat, would they?
Cholera? Good heavens, there's no cholera aboard this class.
I know, but if there were...
Then nobody would touch us with a 10-foot pole. Nobody wants to play, especially the invaders. They're in strange country, and cholera is the last
thing. Sure, the last thing they want to bother with. Well, then, we'll make this a cholera boat.
Well, how do we do that?
We can fake it. A little makeup on the face, we offer no resistance. The captain invites the men in that launch aboard. What do you say, gents?
It's the wildest idea I ever heard of, Brian.
Yeah, but it might work.
Yes, so it might. Especially if the cholera victims were going downstream to a Chinese town. The invaders would like that idea.
All right, come on. We'll tell the ladies and the others. Then we'll daub our faces with ashes. Anything to give us a muddy, sickly appearance.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, yeah, Captain, one thing more. We've got to have a good story, and you'll have to tell it.
Leave it to me, my friend. I'll say we took you aboard at Lashia. See? I'll say that you men were took sick with cholera, and so were most of the orphan children. I'll ask for help, but it won't get me.
That sounds good enough, sir.
We'd better hide Connie and Big Suit and Captain Blaze. They're sure to get the trick away.
Oh, yeah, we'll hide April, too, for the same reason.
What about Burma?
To make you think of good, you see? She'd better not have this phony cholera. She can pretend to be the nurse, and I'll have good health, too. But even that ought to prove. Now, get along and get working fast.
Oh, go ahead, Terry.
And good luck, my lads. I'm thinking you'll need it when those monkeys in that motorboat come aboard the Daisy Bell.
Yes, it's a daring chance our friends are taking, pretending that there is the dreaded cholera aboard the Daisy Bell. If the trick works and the invaders are frightened off, Terry and the others may get through safely. I'll tell you more about tomorrow's adventure in just a moment. Now, don't forget, kids, the deadline is Saturday at midnight. Yes, unless your order for a Terry scope is postmarked before midnight, Saturday, February 28th, you're going to miss out on one of the grandest offers ever made. The offer of a real, honest-to-goodness Terryscope, just like the one that's been such a lifesaver in the show. A Terryscope that will do everything that one does and more besides, because yours has secret codes and exciting games and other special features. Now, to get it, you'll need two Libby's labels and a dime. The labels are from Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice, one from each. Print your full name and address. Mail the labels with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, don't take any chances, kids. Get your order in tonight if possible. Now, you know you want that Terryscope, and it just takes two Libby's labels and 10 cents to get it. The address is Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, get going. Well, this pretending there's cholera aboard the Daisy Bell is play-acting with a vengeance, and it's a strange sort of a showboat, isn't it? Well, we'll meet the invaders in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, and we'll see how good Pat and Terry and the others are at acting their roles as sick people.